and we're tracking Hurricane Michael, now a massive Category 4 storm that will slam this afternoon into Florida's Gulf Coast. Michael will be the strongest recorded storm ever to make landfall on the Florida Panhandle and in the historic town of St. Marks. A mandatory evacuation order is in effect, but resident Bernard Sessions is staying.
Well, when they said it was a Category 4, I've never been in one. But I told them last night, her son come in and said, it's a Category 4. And I said, if y'all want to leave, go ahead. I'm going to stay. And she goes, no, you're going to stay, I'm going to stay.
All right. NPR's Greg Allen joins us now from Tallahassee. Hi, Greg.
Hi, Peter.
And I know you're just back from St. Mark's, right there on the coast, where we heard Bernard Sessions. What are conditions like there?
Well, you know, when we were there, it was an hour or two ago, and it was already seeing flooding. This is before the storm had actually, you know, come close to the shore. It was pushing water ahead of it. You know, nearly everyone had left town, but as Bernard Sessions said, he was there with his friend Katrina Hurley. He has a shop and a garage there at the marina. He's not staying there. He's out at his house a little bit further out inland. But it's they tried to get him to evacuate. He wouldn't. But he said even his shop, it rain, floods even in heavy rain, so he's expecting the worst. But he's going to, you know, stick it out with his food supplies and his generator.
Now, when you talk to him and other people in that area, do they get the sense, really, of how intense this storm is going to be?
Oh, I think so. I mean, you know, people make their own judgments about this, about whether they're going to evacuate or not. But I don't think too many people at this point can claim ignorance about what a Category 4 storm means. You know, if you're not right at the coast, what they really worry about here is a storm surge, which is going to be 9 to 14 feet in some places. Mm. And I think people who live close enough to the shore that is going to be a concern are mostly gone. You know, I think it would be a rare person that would stay in that situation. What's going to happen, you're going to see this extensive flooding in coastal areas all along the panhandle. Also, you've got these high winds are concentrated around an inner eye wall that's going to be like almost like a tornado coming through about over a 4 or 5 mile square region. Mm. So that's what people are worried about here. If you're not in that inner eye wall area, you know, but on that one, there's no way to know unless it comes ashore where you are. So that's where people are taking the risk if they stay in an area that has mandatory evacuation. You don't know where it's really going to come ashore and how strong the winds are going to be, you know. And they're talking about tropical storm force winds 175 miles from the center. That'll be a threat not just to that area, but for the Sol area, where we're likely to see, you know, widespread power outages.
I was just going to ask you about that. There are likely to be a lot of power outages. Have those started yet?
Yes, we're getting reports. I think it's up to 30,000 statewide. A lot of them are concentrated along the Panhandle coastal area where the storm is just preparing to come ashore. You know, it's just miles offshore now in the area around Mexico Beach out by Panama City, Florida. And so that's where the power outages are clustered now. But you know that they're going to grow as the storm moves inland and knocks down trees and then power lines.
Where will you be riding the storm out?
Well, we're here in Tallahassee, and things are, right now, we're getting some pretty significant gusts, kind of surprising. It's been raining pretty steadily. We've had bands coming through all morning. You know, rain is not going to be as much of a problem here, and this threat of inland flash flooding, which we saw in Florence, you know, up in North Carolina, that they don't expect to be such much of the case here because the storm is moving so fast. It'll maybe drop 4 to 8 inches of rain and should be out of Florida by the end of the day. But the downside of that is that when it hits southern Georgia by late today, it's going to still be a hurricane strength, is what they're saying. So southern Georgia, I don't know when the last time they saw hurricane strength winds, but they could be getting them later today.
All right. NPR's Greg Allen in Tallahassee. Greg, stay safe. Thank you.
Thank you.